and focus at the task at hand, which each installed, and you know, not learn how to practice with one another, and bring everybody up to speed, meaning more so the younger guys.
Do you think the guys that were here 2 years ago, that helped them to, you know, with all the things going on outside, that it helped focus on what you needed to focus on?
I think it does help you, and it kind of sets you back a little bit at the same time. Your biggest teaching in life is experience. Teacher in life is experience, and you know, having that adversity, being able to overcome that amount of adversity right off the bat, says a lot about our team. It put a lot of guys in a position where they typically don't jump right into that, but they had to, and we grew as a team, and we moved forward, and now we're here this year, and we have a great opportunity in front of us.
You don't even have any contract holdouts this year. You're going to knock on wood and just hope that the good fortune continues to smile on.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. Obviously, our focus now is just training camp, taking it one day at a time, making sure we take care of one another during training camp, and stay healthy as a unit, as a team, and constantly improve.
It can be a long, long grind for a season, exciting season. But is day one kind of fun, knowing that's all starting?
Day one is, how's it going, Tim?
Great.
Day one is, it's fun. It's fun, but it's tough because you're out there, you're putting on pads, you feel slow, you feel sluggish, your legs feel heavy. And it's all because it's a new feeling for you. You do all this preparation before the season, before training camp, and it all pretty much feels like it's out the window because you didn't do any of the training with actual pads on. So it takes about a day, a few days for your legs to get up under you, and then things start to pick up. But we definitely feel like we are off to a pretty decent start.
Greg, how much does having fans, bikes, and fans around the field, do you get energy from those folks?
Definitely get energy from those guys. They come out and they want to support us. They want to see a good show. Even though it's practice for us, they feel like it's entertainment for them. So we have to entertain those guys, and they keep us going. All the whos and the ha's and the yelling that they put up out there, it kind of keeps you on your toes.
The atmosphere a little different, though. I mean, you know, you guys make a big play, and it's, you know, they're going crazy like they would in a regular season. Is that a little different, maybe, than it might be some other places for training camp?
Oh, I presume so. Definitely different. This atmosphere is second to none. It's crazy if you ask me, but this is what separates Green Bay from other organizations. It's the fans. They support us, win or lose. Training camp or regular season, preseason, it doesn't matter. They're going to be out there supporting their team. You know what? I really haven't paid attention to any of the outside expectations. Quite honestly, my expectations is just right now making it through training camp healthy, taking care of my teammates, and constantly improving daily. I have no idea what Mike said, but I mean, he's the head man, so he can bring up what he wants to bring up. That's what he says in our team meeting is he says things that gets you thinking. Definitely puts you in the mindset of where we need to be come the end of the season, but we know where his head is right now, and that's in improving and taking care of our responsibilities one day at a time. It was pretty good. It was a little damp initially, but that's one of the things that it plays a role mentally in your head. I know for me, it mentally, I don't know why, but it just was there with me. But anytime you have a damp surface, it kind of plays a role in how you perform a little bit. But anytime you're coming back and you're putting on pads and you're trying to get everything up under you again, it's going to be a couple of days before everything starts to click. So surface great or not great, I didn't perform well. So I have room for improvement, though.
Greg,
That's the great part about it.
With everybody coming back offensively and another year in the system, I mean, you guys start to think about how potent this offense can be.
Definitely. We know we have a high potent offense, offense that can put up a lot of points. Obviously, we need to put ourselves in position to be successful and be more consistent and focus on executing each play. When they're called, not trying to think ahead, and that's what it's all about, taking it one play at a time, one day at a time. So that's my mindset, that's our team mindset, and we'll see where we go from there.
Is there any issues keeping all of these weapons happy during the season?
I don't think so. We got a lot of unselfish guys. You know, you're never going to have everybody happy. That's just the nature of the beast. You know, you got a lot of competitive guys, a lot of high-profile guys that can get the job done. But at the same time, we got a lot of great personalities, great high-character guys that are very unselfish. So I don't think that would be an issue. Now, and the reason why I don't think it's an issue is because we voice it to one another all the time, how we feel. We may not be excited about the outcome, but we voice it to one another. And we don't hold it in, and we move forward. So I think we have a great rapport with one another, and that's why there's no conflict ever amongst us.